It's time now for the big interview on RX Radio Breakfast, and today I'm interviewing Gemma, who is an RX Radio reporter. She has bone marrow cancer, and she's had to undergo further treatment to clear current cancer cells so that doctors can attempt a life-saving bone marrow transplant, and only if they can find a donor. Kaylin, Gemma's sister, underwent HLA tissue typing last week, and amazingly, this week, they heard that against all odds, there was only a 25% chance that Kaylin would be a match. Against all those odds, they found out that Kaylin is a 100% match. Gemma, it's great to hear some positive news in a difficult time. Welcome to RX Radio.
Thank you for having me.
So I want to start off, just in case the listeners don't know who you are, before we get into the good news. How did you get involved in RX Radio?
Well, I started back a while ago. I started back in 2016. I was diagnosed with leukemia. And one night, me and my mom were listening to RX Radio. We thought it was pretty cool. And then we heard that they were welcoming kids our age. And then I got interested. And it kind of just happened.
And recently, we know that you had a relapse with your condition. And that's where this whole journey's come about now in the past few weeks. So when you found out about this, what did you initially feel?
To be honest, when I got told, I actually started laughing, but I was crying at the same time because I couldn't really believe it. But it was all obviously a big shock to me, but at the same time, I just couldn't really process the fact that I had it again.
And how do you feel knowing that people with underlying conditions are more at risk of COVID-19, which obviously makes this time much harder?
Well, I feel awful knowing that there are other people more at risk than my younger kids. They're fine, but maybe adults or like older people with asthma problems or heart diseases, they have a higher chance of dying. And that obviously is an awful feeling to know, but I mean, I don't know, it's awful. It sucks.
And now if we go to something more positive now, something amazing happened 2 days ago. You heard that your sister was a match for a bone marrow transplant. How did this make you feel, and what are the next steps now with your condition?
Well, when I got told that my sister was a match, I was obviously happy and surprised, but I didn't want to be too over the top because my mom and my dad said that we mustn't have our hopes too high because our professor said that sometimes even though you could be 100% match, there could be something wrong with the donor and then it can't work out 100%. So I didn't want to be too happy and get my hopes up high, but obviously, hopefully God has things planned out and life is away. And sorry, what was the other question?
What are the next steps now?
Right, the next steps. So on Wednesday, we'll get to have a talk with the professor that will do the transplant on me. And I don't exactly know much to it because I wasn't really told because, well, I don't really know yet. But I guess I just have to stay healthy and my sister has to stay healthy and just don't get sick. And I still have chemo, just for a bit.
Well, all the best for that. And hopefully on Wednesday, you'll be able to find out what's going to happen. But then over the past few months, it must have been quite difficult going through all of this and then also having the lockdown. So what has this lockdown been like for you and how's it affected you getting treatment and all of those processes that you would have had to go through, even if there wasn't a lockdown? How's the lockdown impacted that?
Well, I definitely wasn't expecting this to be my 2020, but lockdown has definitely been interesting. So, well, obviously it's quite hard to do this all again, but now things are different because of lockdown. For starters, obviously no visitors, and when we go into hospital, only one parent can come in with you, and there's always taking the temperatures and asking the questions if you have a cough or any symptoms. So things are different and they have been harder, but at the same time, I feel like it's easier because now that everything has more of a order and a system, it's less chaotic.
And then I think it's important to understand who or what has kept you motivated during this time.
It would definitely have to be my family by far because they're the only people that I can talk to now because of lockdown, and they're always there helping me and pushing me and telling me to do my best, especially my dad and my mom. And my sister's always there to help me. And my dad says that this time is different and this time we're going to cruise through it all. And they just all have been really amazing and wonderful and just really helpful to me.
And then what
And my
might
cat,
Awesome. What motivation do you have for other young people out there who might be waiting for a match, who might be going through similar treatment during this time?
I don't exactly know how to give them a good answer, especially if they've been waiting long for a match, because I got fortunate. I was very lucky. But I guess I could say is just they can do it. Just there's always a light in every tunnel and they can push through. They just have to wait. And I know that waiting sucks and going through this is awful and it's not fair, especially on a child, but I guess it's a way of life, so this is them training for something great in the future for them.
Gemma, thank you so much for joining me today, and thank you for those words. Just before I let you go, is there anything else that you would like to add?
I think I'm good.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining me. Hopefully RX Radio can be back soon, so that you can be back on air and back with RX Radio. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. I look forward to it.
Awesome. Bye, Gemma.
Bye.
You are listening to RX Radio for and by children. RX Radio. RX Radio rocks.